Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's begin. We're up to the end of Perek Yud Beis. We are in the middle of discussing the pasuk of the Darvon. Okay, we're up to pasuk Yud Aleph. Winding down pasuk Yud Aleph Perek Yud Beis. Okay, Perek Yud Beis pasuk Yud Aleph. Divrei Chachamim Kidor Voinois. Okay, so let's review. We did the pasuk yesterday. We started yesterday with the mitzudos. Let's review very quickly the mitzudos. The words of the chachamim are equated to a darvon. A darvon is an animal prod, a stick, a piece of wood which has a sharp point at the end, which is used to guide the animal along the furrow to make sure that it stays. It follows along the straight and narrow path. We'll review all the perushim, and they're like nails. Masmeros is a word which is mismar. Normally, the word mismar is spelled with a samach. Here, it's spelled in an unusual way with a sin. Nituim is a borrowed word for thrusted, inserted. Inserted tightly into a piece of wood, okay, but it does not say the word in kavuim. It says the word nitua, which means to be planted, which we discussed yesterday. We'll review in a moment. Baleya suppose can mean one of two things. Either means that it has a bolt, it has some type of handle on the tip of the nail. It's not a regular nail. We know you bang the nail, you can't grasp the nail. Once the nail has been pressed against the surface, there's really no way for you to remove the nail. But when you have a peg, and the peg is thrust into a piece of wood or into the ground, there's, I don't know the precise word, on the top of the peg, there is some type of handle which you can take hold of to pull the nail out of
the head
is not sunk below. So that's one interpretation. Or the word Balei Asupos goes back on the words of Lechachamim, which is the Kakamba. They are Kidorinos, Uchemasmeros, Nituim. Period. And then we can then translate the words Balei Asupos going back on the words of Lechachamim. They are people who collect. They are collectors. They are authors of anthologies. Or it can mean that they sit and study in groups. They don't sit and study Torah in isolation. When you study with a chavrusa, you study in the Beis Medrash, in the study hall, you have the advantage of give and take, of the tell everyone among each other, and you reach a much greater, deeper appreciation of the subject matter. Nitnu me'ro'e achal, we learned yesterday, this can either mean that it's all given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the shepherd, or it can mean from Moshe Rabbeinu. So let's review very quickly, because we're really in the middle of the Targum, we're really supposed to get out of the Mitzvah, Divrei Chachamim, Ki Divrei Chachamim, Hema, Ki Darvanos, just like a darvan, a animal prod, a goad, it directs the parah along the furrows of the field not to deviate. The words of the chachamim, they guide a person along the straight and narrow path. They prevent him from deviating, from turning off. The goimer, Rashi jumps to the end of the pasuk. The Balei Asufos, Divrei Balei Asufos Heim. So Rashi says that the Balei Asufos is not part of, it's not a continuation, it's not a description of the Masmeros Nituim, but rather the Balei Asufos is defining the meaning of the Divrei Chachamim. Divrei Balei Asufos Heim, the Chachamim are people who collect words of Chachma, Hamalaktim, Misvadim, Shoidim, Vichabru, Michbaros. They are Malaktim. They collect words of Chachma, different words, and they author anthologies. Hema Devarim Kivuim Kimismar. Their words are words that are inserted, are thrust, are set like a nail. Hakavua Bemakom Tichivaso, in the location where it has been thrust. V'od Hema Padim V'rab. Now Rashi in the Mitzvah says, why then does the pasuk choose the word Kivuim instead of the word Kavuim? That seemingly would have been the correct word. A nail is kavua. It's not natua. So why do we choose the word nituim? To tell us that the words of Torah blossom. The words of Torah multiply. The words of Torah are living words. Ve'od heim ve'heim aparim ve'rovim ki'ilu hayu nituim ba'aretz. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. Torah is a tree of life. It blossoms, it produces fruits. Ratzalayma devreim kayamim ve'od yuchal hachachim lohitzim mihem ta'amim rabim. That's why we describe the words as a nail. A nail is something that is very strong. It keeps a person rooted. It keeps a person grounded in MS. But it's not stale, it's not stagnant, it allows the person to grow and develop further. Nitnu me'roi achad, the Mitzudo says, av sheyishpam deos mibnei adam, even though you'll study the words of the Chacham, you will discover that there's many, many different opinions. Nevertheless, kulam amitim, they're all truth, all emes. Ki chachmas kulam nidnu min, are all given min from one shepherd. Min hamakoim baruchu, Hashem is the ultimate roya hachonin l'adam das l'fi shadim es adam l'behema hitzricha darvoinos. And that's why we made use of the metaphor of a darvon. Ochaz lashon roya melamedes habehema. Therefore, we use the expression of shepherd. Since the pasuk compares, man is compared to an animal which needs to be guided along the straight and narrow path with a darvon. So we compare the source, the guide, to a shepherd. And here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk yud aleph devrei chachamim. The words of the chachamim sheasu siyag l'toira. The gezeros lacharichik es adam min ha'avera, kigoyin achilas kadoshim ad hashachar. The first mishnah in Masechta Brachos, Kriyashma, saying there that touches upon the inyan of that kadoshim can only be eaten, karbonos which can be eaten for a day and a night. Kodshei kadoshim. All kodshei kadoshim can be eaten on the day that they are slaughtered and the following night. Me'ikar hadin, you can eat the kodshei kadoshim, the kohanim eat the kodshei kadoshim until the morning, alois hashachar, until dawn. However, the chacham have come along and enacted a gezer that you may not eat the kadoshim until chatzois. One more time, going achilas kadoshim ad hashachar min hatoira. The kadoshim can be eaten until alois hashachar dawn. Veheim amu the chacham have decreed ad chatzos until midnight. Ukriyashma the arvis kamochein. Similarly, kriyashma min hatoira can be recited until alois hashachar. Chacham said you shall learn kriyashma not later than midnight. So that's why the divrei chachamim were calling them kidorvanos. We're calling them an animal goat because they are enacting gezeros. They're mina ikar had the animal. If it walks in a crooked path, it's also good. The animal also has gezuntad. It's also soft in the land, but it would be preferred the animal should walk in a straight path. And that's what the chachamim are. They're coming. They're limiting us. They're not allowing us to expand past the certain self-imposed boundaries in order to make sure that we develop well. It guides the animal along the furrow. The purpose of the words of the Chacham are to guide, to direct along the path of life. What does this mean? Nails that are planted. Just like a nail that's kavua, it's permanent. It's fixed. It's fixed in its location. After vrem kivum, their words are fixed. Uman netia, why then do we choose the word natua? Man netia paro virava, it multiplies. After vrem parin viravim limsai bohemtam, their words multiply. The more one delves into the words, the more they will discover ideas. Now, I saw in one of the swami explains, because and we have a nail. You only see the top of the nail. It's all you see. All the eye. It's not working. The machine's making funny sounds. And the battery is. The battery is very weak. All right. So maybe I'll turn it off. I have to turn it because it needs a new battery. Okay. When it gets down, I'll just try to talk a little louder. But a nail. When you look at a piece of wood and you see a piece of wood is nailed to the wall. When you look at a piece of wood in the wall, can you hear me? Is it loud enough? In the bag, there might be some more batteries. Yeah. A nail. When you have a piece of wood, the piece of wood is nailed to a wall, or for that matter, anything is nailed to the wall. All you see is the tip of the nail. but it's impossible to see the full length of nail inserted into the wall, into the piece of wood. But you have emunah. Mm-hmm. Every person has faith that the end of the nail. Thank you very much. Okay, here we go. Great. Thank you so much. Oh, nice red light. Okay. If you have a nail, the naked eye only sees the tip of the nail. But a nail can be 2 inches, 4 inches, 6 inches. You have faith. The fact that this piece of wood or this object is secure, is fastened to a wall, to a structure, and you have faith that it's not going to come down crashing on your head, it's only because you have faith that behind the surface of the tip of the nail, there is a long extension that is thrust deep, deep within the wall. The words of the Chachamim are similar. We only see the surface. Chazal tell us, this is the reason for a particular mitzvah. Chazal tell us you should do the following. Even though it doesn't say in the Torah only says to do this, you should be machmer, you should do this. We do not fully appreciate the depth of what Chazal are trying to convey. We just see the tip of the nail. But we have emunah that there is enormous depth that goes deep, deep, deep into the surface that secures this object, keeps it fastened securely to the structure. That's what we're comparing the words of the Chachamim to. That's really what Rashi is alluding to. Rashi here says that a darvan, the nail man mismarzek kavu after rem kavu man latia parav rava after rem parav ravim limsa b'hamtam. Okay, multiplying the more depth, the more we study, the more we'll come to appreciate and come to realize how much depth indeed the words of Chazal have. Okay, Balei Asupos, not like the Mitzvahs that said it meant that the word, according to the Mitzvahs, the words Balei Asupos goes back on the words Devei Chachamim. According to Rashi, the word Balei Asupos is a description of the nail. The Masmeros are these multiple nails, are all nails which have heads. Heads which are you can touch, you can hold on to, you can grab. Meaning the words of Chachamim are accessible. They're not distant. They're not something which is hidden, which you have no grasp. A nail, a regular nail that you bang into a piece of wood, the head is concealed, the head is flush with the surface. You have no means of making contact with it. That's not the words of the Chacham. A round head, which you can touch, you can hold on to, you can grasp, and if you so wish,
because he calls it a golith, which suggests
a bulb, round, something round on the surface. Balei Asufos, the nails, we're describing the type of nails, mismarim sheyesh lahem gul golos, some type of a head, a round bulb, which you can hold on to. Asufa vigasa. Asufa means there's a collection of mass. There is metal. There's a mass of metal which you can grasp. Vigasa, there's thickness. And then he says the French word, kain perish, gross belas.
Means large or?
Large, gross. The kain perishu dunash ben livrat. Okay, this was one of Rashi's companions, Rashi's colleagues in his time, a grammarian. What?
At least 100 years before.
Right. 100 years before, so Rashi is citing from him.
The composer of Doror
Yikra. Doror Yikra, okay. Okay, again, it's making noises again. I don't know what's going on over here. Okay, so this.
There were two people that were Mefarish in those
times. Menachem?
Dunash and Menachem.
Dunash and Menachem, and Rashi came later. Rashi drew.
It was at least
100 years later?
Between 100 and 150 years later.
So he never met them. He never saw them. He never saw these people. Where do they live?
Dunash, I think, was still in
France.
He's been in Bavel.
Bavel.
Well, then I'm not sure. He was from the Dolmen. If it was 150 years before Rashi, that was.
He was in the 900s. He was during the time of the Dolmen.
Okay.
Right. I said that's what.
Okay, so this is what he says. This is what it means over here. Two very different interpretations of the Balei Asufos. Next, Nidmer Echad. Next words of Rashi: Kol Divrei Elokim Chayim. Who? Amoron. V'roye echad nisanan, all of their words are living words of Hashem, and one shepherd has transmitted them to us. Who is the one shepherd? Moshe mipi ha'gvura. Here Rashi differs with the Mitzudos. The shepherd is Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Rashi goes back and gives us a little elaboration, a little medrash on the word masmeros. Rashi is disturbed. Why is the word masmeros spelled with a sin instead of the more proper spelling with a samach? So he says the word masmeros is similar to the word mishmar. How many mishmaros were there in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? At the time of Shlomo HaMelech? 24 mishmaros. Originally there were 8 mishmaros. Some say 16. It was expanded from 8 to 16 to 24. That was the 16 to 24 could be. And there's machlokes in the Gemara. Who is the one who expanded it to 16? I think some even say it was Shlomo himself. David or Shlomo. So it was a process. It was a process of breaking up all of the Kohanim into different groups. And ultimately the final number was 24. And the Levim likewise were broken up into 24 groups. And Klal Yisrael was also broken up into 24 groups. And every single day, every single week, there was a mishmar from the Kohanim that was on duty, together with a mishmar from the Levim, and a mishmar from the Yisraelim. The Kohanim did the Avodah, the Levim did the Shira and the Shmira, and the Yisraelim would come to the Beis HaMikdash and stand in the Ezras Noshim and be mispalal, and pray the entire day that Hashem should accept the Avodah of the Kohanim. So Rashi here says, Chumas Meros, Kosuv Bis Sin, Shahatoira, the Eshrim V'Arba'o Sifarim, the Torah has 24 books, Uchiminyan Mishmorois Kuhuna Ulevia. Okay, so this is a very fascinating Rashi. Rashi, this type of Rashi is something that you don't typically see. This type of idea is an idea you would find more in an Acharon, in a Sfasenes. Even a medrash, not necessarily. I mean, okay, cool. Rashi is drawing from a medrash, but it's an idea which is very typical of a more modern approach, a more modern type of Jewish, where you take numbers, and you have the number 12 here, the number 12 here, and the number 11 here, and you start putting together a whole concoction and show that there are similarities. So this is something which is very unique in the Medrash, to take the number 24. There are 24 Mishmaros, and there are 24 Sifrei Tanakh, and to say that they are related. There are 24, and what exactly is the relationship? It's not at all clear what the relationship is. But one thing it says is that the words of the Chachamim, we're taking the words of the Chacham together with the words of the Balei Asufos. The Chachamim are the ones, according to this interpretation, that have collected, selected books. They gathered Mishle. They decided which books are going to make it to the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, have sacred, have sanctity. And the other books, which are holy books also, I mean, these are other books that are, they're holy books, it's just they did not get the status of being Kodesh. Like, for example, the Sefer of Chashmonoyim, coming up Chanukah. Ben Sira is right, Ben Sira. Exactly, Ben Sira is, who wrote Ben Sira? Some suggest that Ben Sira was written by Yirmiyah. Or was written by a child of Yirmiyah, or Yirmiyah also had influence, maybe Yirmiyah composed parts of it. So Yirmiyah was a Navi. So if Yirmiyah himself, he's a Navi, so why didn't his Sefer or his child, why did that not make it into the Sifrei Tanakh? It's a very big mystery. And there's a collection, a very big expert on this field is Rabbi Schneer Lyman, Rabbi Dr. Schneer Lyman. He's very into the Sifrei Tanakh, which books made it, which books did not make it, and he took, and there are some very interesting svarim that did not make it. I think in the Dead Sea Scrolls they found that it's also like part of the mystery. The Dead Sea Scrolls, well, those books in the Dead Sea Scrolls, are they part? Were they put away by the Prushim, or were they put away by the Tzedokim, by Tosim? Who? So the fact that we do find among the Dead Sea Scrolls some of the Sifrei Chitzoinim, some of the books that did not make it into the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, what does that mean? Does that mean that they were, it was put in Geniza because there's something wrong with it? It's just not the same level, or maybe it was a different sect. It wasn't part of the Purushim. Okay, but that's a very interesting idea. Purushim, they have sources. Okay, but here they are, the Baalei Asufos. The Baalei, seemingly what the Pasuk is saying, the Baalei Asufos, there are Baalei Asufos, the Chachamim are people who collect, who are collectors, and they collected 24 books, and they decided which ones will make it into the Sifrei Tanakh. Now, this fits very well, this idea, Pasuk Yud Aleph, with the back, going back to Pasuk Yud. In Pasuk Yud, we mentioned that Bikesh Kohelis, according to one of the commentators, Bikesh Kohelis, Limsa Divrei Chayfa, it's Vichos of Yosher, Divrei Emes. This is interpreted by the, could be it's a Medrash, that Kohelis, Shlomo HaMelech, wanted that the status of his Sefer, good morning. The Sefer of Kohelis should be equal to the Divrei Emes, to Chamishay Chumshay Torah. Just like Chamishay Chumshay Torah have a requirement of Sirtut. Okay, there are different statuses. I take that back, it's not necessarily true, the requirement, but he wanted it to be equal in sanctity to the words of Torah. Hashem said, no, I'm not going to grant your request. But nevertheless, Pasuk Yud Aleph says it did not make it to the leak of being equal to Chamishay Chumshay Torah, but it did make it into the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh that are called from the Baalei Asufos into the Uchim Mas Meros Lashon of Mishmar. Okay, so there are 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim. There are 24 Sifrei Tanakh. Okay, there's the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. Okay, so what are the 24 Sifrei? The idea of Chamish Chum Sheitara Chanukah. The remez is Chanukah. Chanukah is Ches Nevi'im, Ches Nun is Ches Nevi'im, and Vav, Chanu Vav, Vav Ksuvim, Vav Ksuvim, plus the Chamishay Chumshay Torah, and the Hey is the Chamesh Megillos. So is that, I'm just recalling from memory, okay, I'm recalling from memory. Chamishay Chumshay Torah, okay, Ches Nevi'im, okay, that takes us to 13, and then the six Ksuvim, so that's 19, plus the 5, the Chamish Megillos is 5, so that this is the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. It is interesting that the Chamish Megillos, each one gets its own status as a Megillah, whereas in Treyasar, even though each Sefer is truly a Sefer to itself, it was written by a separate Navi, yet the whole Sefer only gets status as one Sefer. That's very fascinating. Why should Treyasar, which seemingly each one is more Choshev than a whole Megillah? Because the Megillah is part of Ksuvim. It's not even the level of Ksuvim, it's the Megillah. Megillah has a connotation that it's even a lower level of prophecy. But the Treyasar, we're dealing with 12 different prophets. Each one is a Sefer to itself, and some of them are not so short. We lay in one this week, right? We lay in Ovadia. We lay in the entire Ovadia this week?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, the whole Ovadia. So that's very significant. Yet it's only considered to be a 12th of one Sefer.
24. Yeah.
Yoina is also an entire Sefer. I can try to recall from memory actually something that Rabbi Shur spoke about. He spoke about that there are 24 Mishmaros of Kehanim, there are 24 Sfarim, and there are other 24s. I don't remember. There's another. Do you remember the other 24s?
There are. What? The Medrash says nails
in a shoe. There are 24 nails in a shoe. And in the old, okay, but then what about in Chazal? And there's something else,
yeah,
number 24.
Matans that you give to a.
Oh, 24 Matans Kahuna, very good. Okay, 24, and there's something else I'm trying to remember. Oh, that's what I was referring to. The 24 Tachshitim. A Kala wears 24 pieces of jewelry. And they're listed in the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya. So I remember Rishu, he said something very fascinating. He said that you can match up the 24 ornaments to the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. And each ornament is different. There's a crown, there's a necklace, which beautifies the neck, beautifies the ears, beautifies the nose. If you study, the 24 Tachshidim are not so simple. We learned this once upon a time. We started learning together. We learned Yeshaya. The first thing we learned was Yeshaya. And there are many interpretations exactly how to define each one of the 24 Tachshidim. Each, but it's very. I once asked him this, and he mentioned one point. I asked him, "Do you have any source to match up each one of the Tachshitim with each one of the Sifrei Tanakh?" And that would be a very great advantage to us, because that would provide for us an overview of what is the essence of a Sefer. If you know what Megillas Esther, to which ornament, which piece of jewelry it corresponds to, then you have a whole new understanding, a new overview of what is Megillas Esther. Is Megillas Esther correspond to an ornament a woman wears over her eyes? Then it means that it represents the Koyach of Ru'iyah. If does it correspond to the Koyach of the neck? No, the Beis HaMikdash is compared to the neck. It's Mechaber, the Ruchnis and the Gashmis. Yeah. Does it correspond to something you wear? Rings? You know, a Rivka, she got rings. You wear rings on your finger. You wear rings on the nose. So it would be very fascinating, very interesting, very a very big, deep insight into a Sefer if we can match up a particular piece of jewelry with a particular Sefer. For the same... Yeah?
Every time we have one of these matchup things,
it's never perfect, and it's subject to interpretation. It's also the 24. Is another avenue to do research is the 24 mishmaros. That this is what the topic of here is of the kohanim, because in the Kinois, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, he describes the 24 mishmaros of kohanim in the kin of Chavatzeles Hasharon. He enumerates all 24 mishmaros. And each one of the mishmaros, the sin of the mishmar is defined. It tells you the name of the mishmar, or at least the city in which they lived, and it tells you the reason why that particular mishmar went into exile is because they committed a specific sin. There's a weakness. If you can take that sin, here Rashi says that the mishmaros correspond to the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. If you can figure out which Sefer of Tanakh corresponds specifically to which mishmar, and then you can analyze the particular sin of the mishmar, the weakness of the mishmar, and now you go back to the Sefer that is an overview. What is this Sefer trying to tell us? What is it trying to tell us to be mechazekin? Is it to represent, if the mishmar is because they didn't answer amen, right? One of the sins was they didn't answer amen to a bracha. And you're going to match up that mishmar to one of the Sifrei Tanakh. That means the whole Sefer Tanakh is there to teach us emuna. Amen is kel melech, namun is represent emuna. I once asked Rabbi Shur if he has any anything for this. So he says no. And I asked, so what about you? Maybe you can give us some. It has to think about it. Yeah.
As I always say, that any Talmud Chacham worthy of the title does not go out without his
24 tachshidim
accessories, which means
absolutely. Okay, let's go. So didn't you meroyach as soon as the chidon haTanach for the adults, correct? Chanukah. In Eretz Yisrael, they have already the last couple of years. It's a big event. In Eretz Yisrael, the adults got jealous of the children on Atzmaut. They traditionally they have the chidon haTanach, one of the only religious things they have on Yom Atzmaut. The chidon, but that's for children. That's the for
yeah,
so the. So the years ago, many years ago, there was a test for adults, and then it just fizzled out. And the last like 3 years, 5 years, and I think it's got even more publicity than even the one on the Chidon HaTanach from. On the Yom Atzmaut, this became, and they do it on Chanukah. It's done on Chanukah. And the reason they have Haredim also participate. I've seen some of the videos. They have all different types of people who participate. It's a big public event. It's very interesting. And they have a profile. You see, they have a big profile. Who is this person? He was zeichet to enter into the final round. And they tell you where he comes from, what he does. It's very interesting to look at the people who are...
The adults don't get that kind of
publicity. They do.
The young folks
do. They do. They get pretty good publicity. Last year, it was pretty good. At least I saw.
I think one of Netanyahu's children was... Either one or...
Okay, so let's go. So this is now let's see the Targum, and then we have a few ideas. Pasuk that Aleph, the Targum says, Piskame Chakimin Misilin Liziksin Ulikish Ulikil Shainin. The words of the Chachamim are compared to... What are these two words? These are different kidar varnos. That's the first. These are the Aramaic words which we're really not familiar with. Leziksin is a darvan, an animal prod. Ulikil shainin is the nails. The atzisin, the unsin, la alafa, chachmasa, which is nituim. Okay, the next word, the third word is the atzisin, which is firmly implanted. The unsin la lofa chachmasa. There to teach chachma to people that have no knowledge. La lofa to teach chachmasa knowledge. The srike to people that are empty. The purpose of that is an entirely different approach to the pasuk. The purpose of the chacham is to teach knowledge to people who have lack knowledge. Just like manda, means people that lack or poor knowledge. Hechma, just like dimalev zika. The zika is the goad, the darvan. It teaches, it guides lisorta, the axe. Just like the goad guides the axe, so to the words of Nechacham are there to guide and to teach knowledge to the empty people, to Amaratzim. That's not what the Targum said, that's not what the Mitzvah Stavit said, that's not what Rashi said. According to the Mitzvah Stavit, according to Rashi, we're dealing with people that are wise people. It's just they need some stimulus, they need some guidance. You can be a great Chacham, but if you don't have the proper guide, you're going to go off. According to the parish of the Targum, it appears that the words of the Chacham are here to give knowledge to the ignorant. Lisrike manda, people that are empty of knowledge, just like the goat guides the animal along the way. Then the second part of the pasuk on Targum was really off the charts. Verabonei Sanhedrin, the words of the Sanhedrin, the word that means that the Balei Asufos are called the Sanhedrin. Why is the Sanhedrin called the Balei Asufos? The answer is because they sit together in one large group. They deliberate. 70 Zekanim or 23 Zekanim, they sit together. Verabonei Sanhedrin, Morei Hilchesin Umidrashin, who teach Halacha and Medrash, the Is Yehivu Al Yidohi the Moshe Niviyah. Through them it was transmitted to the hands of Moshe, Dirah, who is the shepherd, Bil Chodohi, Yosama Beis Yisrael, Bimadbira, Bimano Uveri Gunin. Through, he has three different things over here in the desert, through the Mon. Okay, a roya, a shepherd, is a person who provides nourishment. Moshe Rabbeinu provided Klal Yisrael with food, Maman and Hizchus, and everything else that they needed. So, we're saying over here, the Balei Asufos are the Sanhedrin. They are the ones who transmit the oral Torah through that was given through the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Navi. Moshe is the Navi who provided us with Mon and provided us with all of our needs. So again, the pasuk here is a little bit different than the parish of the Targum and the Mitzudos. Let's just take a step back. Let's just focus on one thing at a time. Let's focus now on the word, the Balei Asufos. It comes out that we have three very different interpretations. Mitzudos, it refers to Talmidei Chachamim who compose anthologies. According to Rashi, it's describing the nature of the nail. The nail has a collection of nas on the surface which enables a person to grab hold of it, to hold on to it, to connect himself with the words of the Chachamim. And according to the Targum, the Balei Asufos is a description of the Sanhedrin. They sit together in large groups in the Beis HaMikdash and they deliberate, they discuss the various halachic matters. The Roya, it's Machlokes according to the Mitzvot, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to Rashi and the Targum, it is Moshe Rabbeinu. Targum is a little bit more elaborate. Moshe Rabbeinu is a shepherd because he provided food and to provide us with all of our needs in the desert. The Darvon, what's the purpose of the Darvon? According to the Mitzvot, it's to guide the animal along the straight and narrow path. According to Rashi, the Darvon is to make sure we do not do averos. It's not just to guide us, to give us direction. It's to, specifically there to protect us from being nichshol in sin. The takonos. You're allowed to recite Kriya Shema until the early morning, but you may, if you have, the more time you have, the more there's a chance you're going to sleep late. Therefore, they made a takona, do not recite Kriya Shema later than chatzos. According to the Targum, he's a little bit different. It means it's a teacher, to teach the ignorant. Just like the animal seemingly can't even move unless you give it a push, a person's not going to be study anything unless he has the words of the Chachamim to give him guidance. Okay, now let's go to a couple of Midrashim. Yeah?
The round head, is the purpose to pull it out so that you can get more of the Chachma that's below it?
Yes, that's what Rashi seems to say, that if the words of the Chachamim would be compared to an ordinary nail where the head is flush with the surface, that would give us the wrong impression that it's not for the average man. The average man has really no connection. The Chachamim, they're in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, and the average citizen stays away. If you're not part of the club, you have no connection. But now that we describe the nail as something which has a head, which you can hold on to and perhaps even pull out, that has a different connotation where a person, the average person, can connect with the words of the Chachamim. You can hold it. You can take it in your hands. It's an entirely different experience. I went many years ago to the Jewish museum, the Living Torah Museum, by Rabbi Deutsch. When he gave us the tour of the museum, so the stuff he has there is worth millions of dollars, some of the artifacts he has. And he opens up the cases, opens up the glass cases, and he takes it out, and he lets you hold it. He passes it around. And he says, you're holding something that existed in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know for a fact that this, he takes out one of these bronze, these mirrors, the Maros HaTzovos. He says here, this is an example of the Maros HaTzovos, and we know from carbon dating that this mirror existed at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And here, hold it in your hand. Okay, it's a very big difference when you go to a regular museum and everything's behind the glass walls and security cameras, and you can actually hold it and feel it. So that's exactly the impression we're giving over here, according to Rashi, that the nails are not something which is behind the clothes or behind the wall. You have no connection. They are bali asufos. There's a mess. You can connect. You can touch it. Okay, let's go to a couple of midrashim. First of all, the Medrash describes in more detail this word darvon. And the Medrash Kohelet says that the word, if you study Chazal carefully, you will discover there are three different words Chazal and the Torah selected for this piece of wood that has a sharp point at the end. One is what it says in the what it says over here in the pasuk, a darvon. We also find the word a milamet, a malmat, or milamet. And the third word is a mardea. That word is very common in the Gemara. And the Medrash says all of these three words basically have the same connotation. It means to teach. For example, the word milamed, or really the way they pronounce it here is a malmad, is from the word a milamed. What is a milamed? A teacher. Who is the ultimate teacher? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who say in Shemona Esrei, Ata chonein la'odam das, u'milameid la'enosh bina. HaMilameid Torah la'amo Yisrael. So what is the Ribbono Shel Olam? What title is Ribbono Shel Olam? He's a milameid. That is one of the main titles of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is the ultimate milameid. And that's the word malmeid. Next, mardea. The word mardea is a composite of two words. Is mem resh, which is short for moire, to teach. Dalid ayin is das, dea. Moire, dea. Like yoredea, Moiredeya. That is the word Melamed. And the third word is a Darvon. Darvon is Lashon of Dor Bina. That a teacher is someone who causes knowledge to dwell in your brain. Okay, so three words which all have in common this theme of a teacher. A Melamed, a Dor Bina, and a Moira Deya. Three words which all mean pretty much the same thing. Okay, now, with regard to the word Divrei Chachamim Kidorvonos, the Medrash says that the Dorvonos has another meaning. It means a ball.
Right.
A ball, not a goat, like a ball that children typically play with. They play catch with. And we're not familiar with the types of games children played in ancient times. They didn't have Game Boys and all the modern...
In this case, it's girls. But it says, Kadur Bonos.
Shel Bonos. And what do they? What was the name of the game? Is don't let the ball fall on the floor. You pass the ball around. Around and around, and the one who drops the ball is out. That was the game that was played by children. The ball is passed from hand, then you pass it. You throw the ball, you pass it from hand to hand. The Torah was given from hand to hand, from generation to generation. I'll read you the words of the Medrash, beautiful Medrash. Ma kaduzem mischabed miyod liyod, just like this ball is passed from hand to hand. The einan nefel es laretz, and if the ball falls from the hand, you lose the game. Kach so to loy nofal dover echad, mikol hadvarim asherim asherdibra Hashem l'teirasai, ma kaduzem, so too, okay, there's one thing is so too, it says loy nofal, so too that Hashem's turn, nothing has fallen from Hashem's words. From the time that Hashem has transmitted the Torah to Klal Yisrael, there is nothing that's missing. Everything is still intact. Next, the Medrash goes further. Ma kaduzem mikalin bobi yodayve nofelas, kach Moshe, you pass it from hand to hand, does not fall down. Kach Moshe kibul Torah misinai, umasho li Yoshua. Yeshua is the Canaan, who is the Canaan of Nevi'im, or Nevi'im Nasru the Knesset Hagadola, v'chulu v'chulu. The Torah is passed from hand to hand, from one generation to the next generation, just like a ball is passed from one child to another child without it falling down. Okay, we already mentioned the idea about. Okay, I think we got everything. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yudbeis. V'yoyser mehena b'nihi zoher. And now, Shlomo HaMelech is giving advice to his children. More than everything that you've discovered in the Sefer, my child, be careful. Asos sefarim harbei. To compose many books, ein kates, with no end. The lag harbei. The word lag is a very hard word to translate. It means toil through dibur, discussion. Okay, discussion. V'lag harbe yigias basar, to the degree where your flesh becomes tired. So he's telling us over here, basically in this pasuk, on a very simple level, that even though I've composed Sefer Koheles, and it appears that I have compiled everything there is to know in this world, all matters of chokhmah can be found in the 12 parakim of Sefer Koheles, you should be aware that it's a mistake. It's just the tip of the iceberg. You, my children, have to continue where I left off and compose many more books and to engage in discussion to the point where you wear out. Let's see the Mitzvot Pasuk Yud Beis. The Yoyser Mehena Benihi Zoher Omar Derech Chiba. He's speaking with love. Okay, this itself is a very powerful limud musar. The Mitzvot stuff it says in a pedagogical technique. Okay, what is a teacher? Cold, insensitive intellect? Is that the way you teach? You have a Rebbe, and the Rebbe just gives over knowledge? Does the Rebbe have to give over his subject matter with love? So you can make a very strong argument that who needs love? Facts are facts. I'm coming to take a course. You can take a course in college. You don't want the teacher to love you. Okay, you'll go to jail if the teacher loves you. You're not looking for, it's just business. I need the credits. I taught for a long period of time at Brooklyn College as an adjunct. So, So one of the professors said, so one time I had a very big class, and the professor and one of the people who was my advisor, mentor, so he said to me, don't ever get carried away with yourself. Like, you knew you're a new hotshot adjunct professor to pay you peanuts, take advantage. Oh, you think, elite, I think, okay, the money's not so good, but the COVID, look, you give a class, you have in the class 50 students. So he said to me, it's not because you know how to explain things well. It's not because they like you. They need the credits. They need the credits. That's all it's about. It's just about getting the credits and graduating. And maybe you have a reputation and it's an easy A. Don't think you're anything special. That's what he said to me. It's nothing to do with you. They need the credits. So he says over here, that approach is wrong. The Mitzudas is a very powerful idea. The Mitzudas over here says that here we're dealing with the ultimate teacher. In the previous two psukim we mentioned that what is Shlomo HaMelech? He is the ultimate Melamed. That's what he said. Besides all my chacham, going back to pasig tes, for Yosef Shohaya Kohelus chacham old. What was his claim to fame? What did he want to be remembered for? Lima das esad. He wanted to be remembered for his quality of being a teacher. A teacher. So as long as you have what to say, there's good material. Here in Pasuk Yudbeis it says, V'yoser mehema b'ni. Why is he choosing the word b'ni? Mitzuda says, Omar derechiba. When you teach, you have to teach with love. If you don't teach with love, it's not going to go. Especially when it comes to Torah. Ata b'ni hi zoher od Yosef b'masecha. You shall be careful with your deeds. Mimash shenemar b'sforim ha'ile ha'malamdim lehi zoher.
His teaching seems to be accomplished by way of the sforim, of studying the sforim. Not by lecturing necessarily.
By lecturing? Okay, it's a good point. But more your deeds, so he translates them since more that your deeds should be more precise than what you've studied in these books. One more time. Your action should be perfect. More so than what it says in the Sfarim, Hoyle, Hamaladim Lizar, period, Asos, Koimer, if you're going to ask me, why did I not write more books? The answer is, it is an impossible task. If you're going to ask me, why did I not compose more books? The answer is, there is no end. There are many things you have to be careful from. It's impossible. The lag harbe. Now, what is the word lahag? So here he says, v'od likro harbe bisfarim, to read with your mouth, to bring forth sound. Bisfarim merubim yigia hi lebnei adam hakriya v'hazichira. It's hard work to read and to remember. Ulechein maskilo yizar, he made him wise, he advised him, yizar adam imasharoy lizar. He is trying to wisen him to be careful in regard to what a person has to know.
So is lahav from higayon?
So look at the Mitzudos Sion. Ein loy doime. This word is one of a kind. Okay, there is no precedent to translate the word lahag. Ulefi in yono, from the context, hisroinoi inyan hisaskus halimud, study. The toil of study. The chain targumo lim asak bipiskame arise. The targum translates it to be busy, to occupy yourself. Uvipiyot shalosh hashana belahag nelahagin. One of the v'chol maminim shuhu belahag nelahagin. It means v'loshim yishmoel, who he wants to suggest that this is an Arabic word kmo kriya, to read. And that's why in the Mitzudas Tavit he uses the word reading. Now, lag, I saw the commentators say lag has a connotation of a toil of sound. Of
what higayon is?
Yeah. Well, higayon means to think, analysis.
Or to repeat, or to...
Higayon in modern Hebrew doesn't mean, it means really thought. Okay. It means thought. He's saying here it means more of that sound has to come out of your mouth. There is an expression. Okay, inachnam higoyon is really where it comes from. Harbi yigias pasa. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis says, V'yoseh mehemo. Benihi Zoher V'yosim Yoshu Devei Emes V'dvarim Haksub B'svam HaNeskram L'mala, more than the words of Emes that are written in the Svam that are mentioned above. Because he was referring to the previous three books. Remember yesterday when we had Oizen, Chiker, V'tikin, Mishalom Harbe. He alluded to his three books. Oizen is Shir HaShirim, Chiker is Koheles, Tikin and Mishalom Harbe is Mishlei. So besides the three books which I have studied, Benihi Zoher Lishmor Divrei Chachamim, to guard the words of the Chachamim, V'im Toymar, Im Yeshvam Tzorech Lomola Nichtavu. If you're going to tell me if there are more things, you have to be careful. So why then did you not write it? The answer is because so Svarim Harbe in Kates in Bo Lichtav Lohi Spaknu, I'm going to write Swam, there is no end. Vlog Baharbe, yes, Basso im losses slave Lagirsa. If you're going to pay attention, Lagirsa, Chavilois Yoise Mimasha Ain Halev Masig, Yigirhi Librios. If you're going to pay attention to the study, to Girsa, there are many more bundles. There are many more bundles than what the heart is capable of understanding. Chavilos Yoser Mima She'ein Halev Masig Yigihi Librio She'ein Lahasig. It's impossible to fully absorb all of knowledge. You're going to ask me if that's the case, why should I even bother? Ach, the answer is. Then he goes into the next pasuk. Soif devakol nishma. So should read the Rashi, even though we know the pasuk. Soif devakol nishma. So lokim yira. Masha tuchal asay v'libchol hashemayim. So according to Rashi, Rashi is telling us in the pasuk because a person can make a mistake. And the end of the connection between the end of the pasuk and the beginning of the pasuk is that if you're going to think that since anyway I cannot master all of knowledge, so why bother? It's an impossible task. Mm-hmm. The answer is. Soif Dara Kol Nishmas Lakim Yura Yishav Yira Shemayim, and if Yira Shemayim, doing the best that you can do will suffice. Let's see the. Like,
what does he say? He says it's from
Bahagos.
The
Gisabo Yom of Laila. You should apply yourself. Study. The Gisabo. Okay, so you have Higoyon, Higisabo, Ein Loy Doime, and then the Mitsudos. Let's see the Targum. Pasig Yud Beis. The Atir Minhoin Biri is the Har Lemevat Sifrei Chochmasa. You more than what is present, more than what is mehema, what is present. You should be careful. You should apply yourself to compose many books, to author many books. Lemevat sifrei chachmasas sagi many ad leh sof, until there is no end. Ulemiasak bepiskamei araisa, to busy yourself with the study of Torah. Uleistakala bileus bisra. And to busy yourself, and to busy yourself in yigias basar. Okay, uleistakala bi leus bisra, the weariness of your basar. I'm not really sure what that means exactly. Maybe you should work also. Velag harbe. Uleistakala, to look, to gaze, bi leus bisra. I don't know what it means. Okay, to look at the weariness of flesh. I don't know. I don't know what it means. Okay, so we have over here I came across a drush. The drush is not, it's a cute little drush. It's not a serious fart, but here it does make mention of the thing of Ein Kates. Kates is always a code word for the coming of Mashiach. And Chazal say that Mashiach will only come in a generation of Kulam Tzadikim, Kula Chayiv or Kula Zakai. If the generation 100% righteous, then Mashiach will come. If the generation 100% Chayiv, also Mashiach will come. But if we're in the middle, so then Hashem does not bring Mashiach. Now what that means exactly is subject to interpretation. If we're all tzaddikim, obviously we merit. If we're all chayef, then there's no hope. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no choice but to bring them geula, because that was part of Hashem's deal with the avos. Hashem will be consequence for us, of course, because we were not worthy. But if we're somewhere in the middle, so then there's hope still that we will earn Mashiach in our own merits. So Hashem holds back and does not bring Mashiach until we are ready. On Rosh Hashanah we say there are gimel sforim psuchim, the sefer of the tzaddikim and the sefer of the rishayim and the sefer of the beinoinim. The sefer tzaddikim and the sefer rishayim are sealed immediately. The Sifrei Tzadikim on the first day of Rosh Hashanah are sealed L'chaim, and the Sifrei Rishonim are sealed not L'chaim. And the Sifrei Beinonim are the ones that remain open throughout the entire Yimei Hadin. So here it says here, there's a little bit of a remez, if there are Sfarim Harbei, that means in Kates. It means if there are three books that have to be dealt with on the Yom Laram, there are Tzadikim and there are Rishoyim, but there are also Sifrei Beinonim. Oh, there are Sifrei Beinonim, there are Sfarim Harbei, the Mashiach can come, in Kates. If there are not Sfarim Harbei, there's only one Sefer.
Or two.
Either Tzadikim Gemurim, or only one. If everyone, Kula Chayiv, Kula Zakai. Is Kula Chayiv, Kula Zakai. There's only one Sefer, then Kates, the Mashiach will come. It's only when it's Asos, when you're going to live a life where you're wavering, you're not committed to the program. A little aver here, a mitzvah here. You're not in the middle. Then it's going to be ein kates. Then you're causing Mashiach, the delay of Mashiach. Okay, let's go to the last pasuk. The last pasuk is soif davar hakol nishma. Next to last pasuk. Okay, next to last pasuk. Soif davar hakol nishma. So l'kim yira. This pasuk we repeat twice. Repeat at the end. But soif davar hakol nishma. So l'kim yira. The es mitzvah sof shemar ki zeh kol. Ha'adam. This is the totality of man to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Gimel Mitzvah Das David. The purpose of everything in this world is to fear Hashem HaKol Nishma. Kol Ma Sha'adam Oise Nishma Hu Lifnei HaMokai Baruch Hu. Whatever a person does is heard, is understood. Nishma sometimes means understood by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shma Yisrael. Shma does not necessarily mean to listen, it means to understand. Everything a person does is understood by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lifnei HaMokai Baruch Hu. V'lo Nichan Menudavar. There is nothing that is denied from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein Es Elokim Yira. A person therefore should always fear Hashem. Shelo La'avor Al Devar of Masha Hizr Shelo Lasas. Shemor La'asois Oysam is to do the mitzvos. Okay, Kizeh called Ha'odom, Rotzoloimar, Ma Shenema Lamala, Ma Sheyikril Odom Chayev Moso. This that it says in the previous psukim, in the entire Sefer, things that happen to a person in his lifetime, Zehu Hanikre Shel Kol Ha'odom E Nedar. There's no escape. There's no escape from death. There's no escape from old age. There's no escape from all of the natural occurrences that come upon man. Ulechem therefore me'od he zoher b'mitzvos hamakom baruch hu, because those are the things that you're going to have to give an accounting for when it comes, when life comes to an end. Rashi soif devar kol nishmas l'kim yira ma shetuchol asei v'libuchol hashamayim v'yes mitzvah sof shemar ki zeh kol adam ki ledover zeh. Rashi is a little more elaborate. Ki ledover hazeh nivra kol adam. Man was created for the purpose of fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To fear, let's see the Targum. The Targum Pasuk Yud Gimel says, Soif Piskam. The bottom line is, the Isaved Be'olma Bitsina. Everything that's done in the world secretly. Kola Asid L'Ispar Sama U'L'Ish. Now this is very frightening. Everything that's done in this world secretly ultimately will be revealed. All of the secrets will be uncovered. L'chol b'nei enosha, to all man. Begin came therefore, since whatever a person does, everything that a person does, all of his sins will be exposed to the entire world. Begin came therefore, yos memer da Hashem have dechil, a person should fear Hashem. He should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yos piko dohi havei nati, he should guard his mitzvos, d'lo limchov b'sisra, not to sin, chav means to sin b'sisra, in secret, behind closed doors, v'in t'chuvah, if a person does chas v'shalom sin, you should do tshuva, havei zohir limsof to do tshuva, arum kidein chazilim havei orach kol enosha. So that he'll be roy to be so he shall be part of the oirach kol enosha, part of society. The in to chuv havei zohir limsov arum, so that kidein, so that chazilim heve, you shall see to it to be oirach part of the way of man. Okay, I don't really know what the end of the pasuk there means, but the beginning of the pasuk, the beginning of the Targum is very frightening, and it's basically saying is an idea which requires further study. Just because a person does an aver in secret, why does it have to be that the whole world will one day find out about his sins? I think the average person believes that if you do a sin in secret, okay, so you'll suffer the consequences. In the Olam HaMS, the Makom Menucha for the Neshama won't be as great as it could have been had he not sinned. But does it have to mean that every single person knows everything that he did? Does it really have to be that it's written all over you, all of your sins? Why should that be so? But that's what it says. This is the Targum. It's a very frightening thing. Soif Davar, he translates the pasuk to be not like Rashi in the Mitzvah. When everything is said and done, Hakol Nishma, all of a person's sins will be discovered by all. It's not what Rashi said. Rashi said the only one that knows what you have done is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look in again at Rashi. Soif Davar Hakol Nishma. Who's Hakol Nishma? Is Hakol Nishma Mashtuch Lasilu Hashem Kizogalom Kiludavar Zenivra Kol Adam. No, that wasn't Rashi. It was then the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says Kol Nishma Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows. It's not referring to man, your fellow man. Hashem knows what you're going to do. Kol Mashadam Oisen Nishmal Hu Lufnei Hamokim Baruch Hu. Targum disagrees. That's not what it means. Hakol Nishma means your fellow man, your best friend, your neighbors. They are one day going to know every aveiro you've done behind closed doors. And therefore, watch out. You're forewarned, don't do the aveiro, you're going to suffer the shame. And if you do the aveiro, make sure you do tshuva, so that you'll be able to enter, return to society. Maybe what the Targum means is that if a person's aveiros are exposed to the world, you're so embarrassed.
Ostracized,
or you're so embarrassed. I can't show myself in public when everyone knows the aveiros that I have done. So therefore, if you do tshuva, somehow you'll be able to shelter yourself from other people knowing about your aveiros, so you won't be embarrassed to appear in public. It's a very frightening interpretation of this pasuk. Okay, now this pasuk, according to most of the commentators, is the reason why we lay this Sefer on Sukkot, because it discusses Yirah Shemayim. The beginning of the Sefer begins with Yirah Shemayim, and the end of the Sefer begins with Yirah Shemayim. There are many contradictions. There are many contradictions in Sefer Koheles, but the fact that it begins with Havel Havlim Amar Kos Hakol Havel, and it goes on to tell us that this world, the pursuit of Olam Hazeh, is not important, and ends with the Yirah Shemayim, that gave legitimacy to the entire Sefer. If you start off well, and you end off well, you're in good shape. That's a very poor move of public speaking. You start off with a good joke, and end with a good joke, no one's going to remember that they fell asleep for everything in the middle. So Sefer Koheles begins with Yirah Shemayim, it ends with the Yirah Shemayim, so even though there are problems, there are contradictions in the middle of the Sefer, we put everything aside. Okay, just one idea to conclude is that the reason why we lay in Koheles on Sukkot is because Sukkot is the Zman of Hayisa Ach Sameach, pure joy. In order for a person to achieve pure joy, it is impossible to achieve without Yirah Shemayim. The true Simcha in life is Yira. What's the proof to this? I heard Rabbi Reisner give a beautiful shiur on this topic. We probably once discussed this. Who was the happiest person in Tanakh? Take out the Sefer Ishei HaTanakh. It traces every single person in Tanakh. Who was the happiest person? Anyone want to guess? Who was the happiest person? Anyone want to guess the happiest person? Yitzchak. Proof is his name is Yitzchak. Sechoik Osli Elokim Kol Hasha Yitzchak Li. Yitzchak was the happiest person. Really? Yitzchak is the Nida of Din. Yitzchak is the Nida of Gevura. Yitzchak is the one that it says last week's parasha twice. Ufachad Yitzchak.
I'm going to swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hashem is the one that my father was terrified of, feared. The word pachad is part and parcel of Yitzchak. Vayechrad Yitzchak charado gedoyla ad me'od. The only way you can reach a madrega of charada gedola ad me'od is if you start out as being a person that looks at the world with gloom and doom. So, how you talking? How could it possibly be? How could it possibly be that Yitzchak is the happiest person in the world, is the happiest person in the Torah, and mitzad sheni, the whole malchus, the essence of Yitzchak throughout Chazal, in every medrash is pachat. He lived the world of seeing himself being taken to the slaughter of the Akedah. He was about to die. The answer is, in Echnami, it's totally zebezeh. When you are afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what gives you the greatest simcha. You realize the closeness that you have, recognizing Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and reaching that madrega of Yira, is what gives a person the true simcha in life. It's true, we all know it to be true. And therefore, on a much deep, on a very deep level, that is specifically why we lay in Koheles on Sukkos. The simple reason why we lay in Koheles on Sukkos is because Sukkos is the Zman of gathering, in gathering. Is the Zman of Asifa. When you go into the field, you take in your crops, and you count the money, and you it's the holiday season. You count your wealth. You're happy. You have succeeded. It was a successful season. So the Torah says, listen here. Don't get carried away with the gashmias. You need an antidote. It's going to get to your head. Go out to the sukkah. Leave the Dira Sarai. And go out to the Kavan. Go out to the Dira Sarai. Read Koheles. You read Koheles, the so depressing, talks about death, old age, all the horrible things that happen to a person when he dies, he's going to suffer. Calm down. Don't get carried away with your success. That's the simple reason. But on a much deeper level, it's just the opposite. Sukkos is called V'samachta b'chagecha v'hayisa ach samech, the ultimate simcha. You want to reach the ultimate simcha, you have to identify with Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the happiest person in the world. Yitzchak. Tzachok, Osali Elokim. But Yitzchak reached his madrega of simcha only through Yira. The mida of Yira, the mida of Gevura, the mida of Vayecha Yitzchak Harada Gedola Ad Ma'od, the mida of Pachad Yitzchak. That's how you will succeed in achieving Ach Sameach, a pure degree of simcha. Fachan Yitzchak Hayali. So he achieved Simcha, but he used the benchmark.
I understand, but
the benchmark was Yitzchak. He is the one that is defined as the Pachan Yitzchak. He's the one.
What makes an interesting thing about when you asked about why should everybody know? Since we have 630 mitzvot, Ramach Eivor Shisag Igov, by the fact that you have an infirmity of some kind, that's how people would know that you misused that Avera, because if you did the Avera, something will be wrong.
That limb.
With you, and we all.
It's a physical blemish. If you're limping, it means you've done this Avera. If you're hard of hearing, it means you did this Avera. You're hard of seeing, you have glasses.
You know, but you people will realize.
Okay, so we'll stop your mission tomorrow, we'll finish up.
Right, that's